Indeed, John, we're talking about Hurricane Hannah is drenching the southeastern Bahamas today. The hurricane also threatened to hit the southeast U.S. later in the week. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Ike is headed toward the Caribbean, and another tropical depression emerged as a new threat in the Atlantic. This all according to the National Hurricane Center in Miami. And right now we're turning to Tricia Wallace, a meteorologist at the National Hurricane Center. So, Tricia, give us the rundown. Where are all of these storms at the moment, and where are they headed?
Well, right now, Hurricane Hannah is about 395 miles southeast of Nassau in the Bahamas. It's actually closer to the Turks and Caicos. But they're experiencing rain from East Cuba, Hispaniola, as well as the southeast Bahamas.
And what category of a storm?
Right now, it's only a Cat 1 with 80 miles an hour. But Florida is feeling the effects of it already.
Because rain has started there?
No, actually, what we've got is we've got increased winds and rip currents. We've got a lot of rip tides all the way up to the central portion of the east coast of Florida, and we also have rip currents on the west coast of Florida, remnants of Gustav.
And so the trajectory is toward Florida at this point. Obviously, it would be several days away.
Well, actually, it's going to be along the east coast of the Bahamas. That's the forecast track. But on this course, it will be close enough that we will get tropical storm winds, or we could get tropical storm winds over the Florida Peninsula.
So that's not the only storm that you're following today. There's also right behind Hannah is Tropical Storm Ike.
Right. Tropical Storm Ike is over 1,000 miles east of the Leeward Islands, but it is heading west, and it could be affecting the Leeward Islands, Puerto Rico, and Hispaniola by the weekend.
So there's going to be no relief there in Hispaniola?
Probably not at the moment.
And what's this latest storm?
The latest storm is Tropical Depression 10, and it could become a tropical storm later today. It's just south of the Cape Verde Islands off the west coast of Africa, also heading west.
Is there some sort of pattern in play here? You know, it's often talked during the winter about El Nino, that a pattern gets established, and then weather destruction sort of continues along that pattern. Is there a way of describing such a pattern in this hurricane season, or is it just each one of these storms is a one-off?
This is pretty normal for a normal season, yes. But we are getting toward the peak of the season. The peak of the season is on the 10th of September.
Oh, how is it a specific day?
That's an average that's taken over many seasons, many years.
Huh, so it gets the absolute worst sometime around September 10th, which, of course, we're just 8 days from.
That's correct.
Are these storms
tracking? That's not a guarantee, but
right.
That is the average.
Are these storms tracking higher or lower than they have typically done in the past? Certainly in 2005, it was a big march of storms all the way into the Greek alphabet.
2005, but in 1995 we had five storms in the Atlantic Basin at one time. So this is not unusual. It's not that rare.
All right. Well, then we're happy to follow these storms as they track across the Atlantic. But it's actually comforting to hear that this is normal.
Yeah, exactly.
And that we shouldn't worry too much. Thank you very much.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
Tricia Wallace, a meteorologist at the National Hurricane Center, bringing us up to date there. And we certainly have gotten immediate responses from listeners on our website. Ellen said about Palin and her 17-year-old pregnant daughter. The other big point that seems to be getting missed in the Palin baby mama drama is the fact that Palin and McCain are both in favor of abstinence-only education, despite its proven and anecdotal ineffectiveness.
Lots of you weighing in on the Palin story and also talking about New Orleans' response to disaster. But on the Palin story, here's another response.
This is Charles from New York. The fact that Governor Palin's 17-year-old daughter is pregnant, I don't think says anything about Christian conservatives or anything else for that matter. This is something that could happen in any family to just about anyone.
And Harold says on our site, Bristol Palin's pregnancy is not an issue relevant to the presidential campaign. Rich said, of course, it isn't a matter of choosing an abortion or not. Haven't you seen Juno? We have.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour.
There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.